And then just be like, and we have a hard out in 2 minutes for no particular reason.
The last intro song was a little on the long side, so this one is much shorter. All right, it has been a minute, and we're back. We're back in your feed. Well, gram it. So you probably saw us post on the gram. We made a new episode, but this is the Laughing Pines podcast. Surprise return. I'm Ishai.
And I'm Ben.
I'm Will.
And it is the end of 2023. So it's been almost a year. We never really, said like when we'd be back, and it's sort of like time went on, and then it's been a year. But I'm glad we're doing it. Maybe this will just be our annual recap.
Not bad.
Our pathology, yeah.
So I will start off saying we got a lot to do because a lot to catch up on. This is, I guess, it's our traditional prediction pod. So I went ahead and listened to last year's episode. And actually, to be honest, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I was about to tell Will this. I just Googled, like, automatic podcast transcriber because I didn't want to listen to the whole thing and just gave it the link. And then like 5 minutes later, it gave me a website that had transcribed the whole thing. So I just kind of scrolled through that. So I do have the notes on what we predicted for 2023, a couple hits, couple misses. So we'll review those for sure. And then see what we can scare up for 2024 predictions. And then of course, some high level recaps. And then I've got some tribunal ideas, and, since we're not paying for Zoom anymore, we got a hard out here. Zoom is going to cut us off in like an hour. So maybe probably for the best, no complaints.
$15 a month. It's nothing. It's not like $6.99 or some like Nintendo.
Yeah, it kind of sticks up.
Nintendo's the best bang for your buck for entertainment. What is it? $4.99 a month for Nintendo Online?
I don't even know.
I was going to say. The three of us have been playing Mario Kart still and Zooming, and we've all gotten really, really good at just restarting that Zoom really quick on the hour.
Yeah, take that, man. You don't need to pay for that shit. The best deal in town is
that it kept the podcast going.
It would be a solo pod because my audio feed would live on. But a great deal is actually hosting this podcast. So over under no, I won't do it over. How about just Price is Right rules? What do you guys think it costs to host this podcast for 1 year?
Ooh.
Well, we posted nothing, so there was probably like no downloads. So that's got to cheapen it up a bit. I'm going to say
I'll be honest, $12. It does not really move the needle.
Regardless, how many total downloads were in our heavy years? It wasn't that different. Ooh, I guess $20, $19.99.
Well, I've got good news for you guys. I don't know the exact number, but I do know that it's about like 20 cents a month. So that brings us to about $2. Let's just call it $2 a year. So.
Oh, that's great.
A big sale.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
Unless we suddenly go viral or something. But yeah, it's basically free. So thank you, Amazon. Actually, fuck you, Amazon. I kind of hate you, but thanks for hosting this podcast.
So do we sound stupid in transcribed form? Or are sentences short? A lot of short sentences.
I will send you the link. It was pretty cool, actually. It identified the voices, and I said, Ishai, Ben, Will, and it, like, could tell who was talking. It was kind of fucked up. It actually had, like, five. I didn't really go through it, but pretty neat what AI is doing. I guess that'll be our first topic of the pod here. I wouldn't have predicted it, but AI really did take over my life this past year. Doing it, a lot of ChatGPT image creation, it's my perennial gag in any group chat I'm in.
Did you see that the Doughboys were talking about something, a very famous podcast, and they used AI art in a thing, and they like tweeted out, like apologized about it, or they threaded out about it, or X'd out, whatever, something. But they apologized for using AI art because on the podcast were on strike, like in LA, home of Ben Hoffman.
What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, home of Ben. We'll bleep that out.
I did actually. They kind of Barbara Streisand affected themselves. I didn't know anything about. I didn't think of or clock the controversy, but then I saw the sorry about the AI art post. So I'm like, oh, all right. I guess that was the thing people were mad about. Definitely is bullshit. It like scraped everyone's, you know, public domain or not, you know, just like not, it just like stole a bunch of shit and trained itself on it.
I mean, it's interesting. I could see if you're like monetizing it, like how it could be something to be more thoughtful about. But in a group chat, it is very funny for you to use AI. It's great.
It's pretty nuts what it does. I'm big on making a movie poster. That's always a fun one. Lately, it's definitely gotten shittier too. Like it doesn't really want to make photorealistic things. But you know, other thing I'm using a lot for is work, like legit. It's kind of like my co-pilot for my day to day. It's like pretty great for that. So thank you, AI.
Ben, yeah. Have you used it at work at all? Have you used like ChatGPT?
No, not really. We've talked about it and like.
Like my co-teacher like uses it to send, you know, like emails to parents and stuff.
Like oh, she really? Uses
it, yeah, to write all that stuff.
Yeah, perfect. And you like meal planning with it? It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome for that, Ben. Like, because you just kind of give it the outline and it, you know, then you can go, well, I don't even think she goes through and corrects it, but like you can kind of go through and, you know, make it more personalized if you want to. But she like CCs me on all that stuff and it works really well for that. Yeah, for that like quotidian, like horrible day to day like communication. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Legit. Yeah. I pay for that, but it's worth it. I think it's $20 a month. No complaints. And
you pay for it. Work doesn't pay for that. You pay for it personally.
Yeah. I mean, also I gotta be careful about it because, you know, obviously I can't give it any like actual work data. So I just have to like explain a programming problem that I have. And it's very good. I mean, it's basically, it doesn't ever solve the problem like straight up, but it saves time. So it's either like I spend an hour dicking around Stack Overflow or like programming forums, or I spend 15 minutes and just like, you know, iterate a few prompts to ChatGPT and it'll like, it'll get there eventually. So,
yeah. I mean, it just seems like a tool to me, you know, like, and a useful one right now, especially if you can, you know, if you can use it without getting caught.
Yeah, no, it's not shady at all. The company, has actually integration with like trying to like, see how it can officially be part of it.
I guess I just think of it in like in the way that people might use it, like as a teacher, like people might be like, oh, you're shirking your work a little bit, you know, like that's why I wouldn't want to get caught using it just because people would perceive it as a shortcut or whatever, even though you're talking about emails that no one reads, you know, like they're perfunctory things that are done to like, you know, check a box or make sure communication is sent. But it seems perfect for stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, no complaint. All right. I don't have any.
So is it like chatgpt.com? Is that what you go to?
It's an app. You just like. Yeah, Ben, it's crazy. And she just does it off the app on her phone. Like, It's you should just download it. It's free and it's because I downloaded it after she told me about it and I've been playing around with it. It's like, holy shit.
The voices on the app are like remarkably lifelike as well. It's nuts. It feels like the movie Her, like they give it intonation and like it takes a breath and it like stumbles a bit. It's very human, like eerie for sure.
Stumbles for
like, it sounds, you know, very human. Like it's nuts. Huh? I guess this would have been a good opportunity to actually pull it up, but then it's a whole rigmarole. So save that for on your own time, podcast listeners. Let's just, I wanted to cut right to a transition of.
That'll be next year's podcast, our next one. That it'll just be all ChatGPT. We'll replace ourselves.
This is a prediction recap.
We'll be the first to do it.
Yeah. I did make my voice AI, and it like, kind of sounds like me. Also, the last bit of the transcription for our podcast said, we'll be back in a few weeks. So much for that. Apologies for everyone sitting on Tinder hooks. All right. So podcast predictions. Here's what we ended it with. I predicted that Trump would eat it. So much for that.
Yeah,
I also
healthier than ever.
I said that Avatar would not win Best Picture, but it would for Academy Awards, but it would win for special effects. And I have not taken the time to confirm what it won. You guys know.
I was going to say, I have no idea if that's true.
Avatar.
It could have.
Oscars.
Yeah, Best Picture 2023 was.
All right, that's a fun prediction. Like I was saying to Ishai right before you signed on, Ben, like I was like, I can't think of anything fun to predict about 2024.
Mm. Okay.
But Oscars is a good one.
It did win for Best Visual Effects. So, all right. Confirmed. That was a
accurate. So what won Best Picture?
Accurate prediction. Best Picture 2023 was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh.
All right. So, 50%. Then I said Musk would step down in April 2023. So
no.
At one point he did do a perfunctory fake step down, but he didn't really step down. Like there's some other poor schmuck in charge that sucks. So that's a loss. And then I macabrely predicted that the worst mass shooting would be in June. I did kind of Google it, and there was one in Maine in October that was evidently the worst one. So yep, that was wrong. Kate chimed in with a prediction that there would be a big Democratic assassination, which thankfully didn't pan out. Yeah. At this point in the podcast, everyone was very...
a lot of death predictions. I know, man.
But however, then I said I'd predicted a great rewarding job, and drumroll, that did happen. I have started a great job in April. I'm very grateful for and love it. So that was a good one. And then I said Maddie's first steps would be February 10th. I think I was off by like 3 weeks. It was like early March. So swing and a miss then. Ben said that Wakanda Forever would get nominated for Best Picture. Don't know. I don't know if it got
any. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's probably what's that on Disney Plus?
I think it did not. Did it get nominated for anything?
No.
Okay, bummer. All right. And yeah, Will said
the mass shooting would happen.
I don't think I did that. I hope I didn't participate in that.
Yeah, very dark. Will said Twitter would fold completely. So another unfortunate miss on that one.
Oh, man.
And Ben, this was another bummer. You predicted that an exciting Democrat will run for president that isn't Joe Biden. So I guess
the
news is not over. But yeah.
Hey, we got it. We got Robert Kennedy.
Not looking good.
We got RFK Jr.
Oh my God!
He's
the worst to listen to. Like, have you listened to him talk with that?
But
like,
he's not owned by. He's not owned by the chem pharmaceuticals. Maybe independent. Get rid of vaccine mandates. Finally.
Oh God. Will, you said we would have a government shutdown, so it was a safe prediction. But I guess thankfully it didn't happen. You did.
I guess you're right. We never did.
We averted the shutdown.
Yeah.
You said there would be at least a couple indictments, and you said that Santos would get indicted. I don't know if he actually ever did. They did kick him out, but
oh, yeah.
He's indicted.
Did he get indicted? Okay, then all right, win there. And then I said Matt Gaetz would go down, so that didn't happen. All right, and that was
an easy one.
Predictions from last year. So, well done, guys. A couple of swings, a couple of misses, a couple of hits. And then if I go to my notes, nothing like
that. What do we think? Any Best Picture predictions for this year?
I haven't seen that many of the big ones, but I've seen Oppenheimer.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty
simple. I don't think it deserves Best Picture, but I think it'll definitely get Best Sound Design.
I'm saying I got a prediction. I'm saying Barbie Best Picture.
All right, I was going to go BBP as well.
Yeah,
have not seen Oppenheimer. One. I still haven't seen Avatar 2 either, which is actually funny because I think that's what we talked about a year ago when you were saying it would get nom. We were said, oh, I got to see it, and that has not come to pass. At this point, I think my only chance is to wait for like a couple more years when like headset VR tech is like affordable, and watch it that way. Because I need like the 3D personal theater experience that you can get with like the Vision Pro Generation 3 that'll be in like 2030 or something. So
for Oppenheimer?
No, for Avatar 2.
Oh, for Avatar.
Yeah. I missed that.
Oppenheimer 2 as well.
Yeah, good
movie. It's a good movie, theater movie, but it'll be fine at home.
You saw Oppenheimer, but you didn't see Barbie?
Yeah, I didn't see Barbie.
I just saw Oppenheimer.
Oh, bad optics. Bad optics.
I did see that.
I was seeing the movie alone. I didn't want to go see Barbie. I was like, I'll go see Oppenheimer.
We, movies are kind of just not a thing anymore. It's such a cliche, but yeah, very true. Once you have kids,
you guys didn't rent 19. Did you rent the Eras Tour?
No, we don't even watch anything anymore. Like, basically, media has just taken a backseat. We're in the thick of not having any time for it.
Have you guys, do you guys have any worst movies of the year? Because I saw the worst movie I've ever seen this year in theater.
What's that?
Yeah, go for it.
Bo is Afraid.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Bo is Afraid.
Oh, is that the one with Joaquin Phoenix in it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
It sucks so bad. I wanted to walk out and I couldn't.
Like, all right, Razzie production. Yeah,
but it sucks.
I predict I will never watch Bo is Afraid.
Yeah.
That's a safe prediction. Go on.
That kind of bums me out
because at least I want to talk to some. No one's seen it. I want to talk to someone.
All right. Of the Best Picture nominees this year, how many do you think you will have seen by Oscar date?
One.
You go for one.
Oh, yeah. Barbie.
Oh, one for sure.
Big one.
Oppenheimer.
January and February are good times for watching movies, though. Those are good times. To watch movies.
I've got a good sneaky like little one that I saw in theater that I thought was really good. Was I wrote it down so I remember the name of it. The Holdovers. Have either of you guys seen that?
The Giamatti movie? No, I have not.
Yeah, the Giamatti vehicle. I saw it at the Music Box, Ben. Yeah. And like it was like a packed house and but it's about a grumpy teacher. So like it's very, you know, it's very relatable.
Boarding school.
Yeah. But yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was good.
All right, I'll let that the old cue for when Maddie's like 5 years old and we start watching shit again.
Yeah.
The last thing I watched, and as my next note here actually, is I watched it on my phone just like one night when I wasn't down night duty. And it goes along with the topic of Apple TV don't miss. As far as there's like 1,000 streaming service options, for what it's worth, they seem to have a very high track record with the quality programming. And so I was watching a show called, I think it would have been made sense for me to remember what the show was called, but it's about Godzilla, kind of. It's like in the Godzilla verse.
I know you're talking about monsters. I
was just hearing about that today.
And it was, I watched like the first two episodes. It was really good.
So yeah, I heard it's really good.
I'm in a big time disagreement on Apple TV.
All right, Monarch Legacy of Monsters is what it's called. Oh, all right. Yeah. We love controversy on the pod. I will say that they had the last Severance.
Because I thought good. Ted Lasso is some of the greatest television of all time. Up there with all.
I thought you loved Ted Lasso.
I love Ted Lasso, but and then there's the Steph Curry doc. That's really good on Apple TV. I don't know if you saw that yet.
Did not.
That's really good. And then the models, supermodels of the 90s, like Cindy Crawford and Linda Evangelista and, oh my gosh, Naomi Campbell.
There's a doc about
them? Their lives.
Does really Cindy Crawford
doc.
Talk about like Decatur?
Yeah, what are you saying is good stuff about Apple TV so
But
far.
Then after, other than that, it's all. I think it's all trash. Platonic, I did not like, Platonic was okay.
Didn't watch.
But there was a scene in there that made me infuriated that made me quit it like instantly and never want to watch it again.
Well, now we all have to watch and guess what the scene was. It's probably like tall guys like
four or five episodes in. It's gotta be it's nauseating. But I quit on Morning Show. You like Morning? I don't like Morning Show.
We tapped out. That's a good point. I enjoyed it, but I just sort of never had time for like subsequent seasons of it.
And then, so that, what was that sci-fi show? There's a sci-fi show.
Oh, Silo was fucking great. I love that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really like Silo. Was that the one you're thinking of?
That, or there was like one other one, too, wasn't there?
Well, there's another sci-fi that I also liked. I don't remember what it's called. So great, great pod content.
Was that based on that Silo book series?
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Which we did like a book club on it like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's,
I think longer ago than that. I think that was like 2009.
Yeah.
And
I
feel like I hated it, but I can't remember.
I remember reading The Handmaid's Tale at a book club. That was great.
Oh, Foundation? That might be the one I'm thinking of. I liked it.
Yeah. I quit on that.
Oh, like, for real? Instantly. I liked Foundation.
Huh.
There you go. I don't have anything to back it up other than I liked it.
I do like the movies, though. The Tetris movie was good, and the Beanie Babies movie was good.
All right, so mixed reviews.
Yeah, Beanie Babies.
All right. All right, the next time, I'm trying to just write my notes here. YouTube makes you watch ads before trailers, which seems like a crock of shit because the trailer itself is an ad. So ads on ads.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
I also wrote a note here. I understand why Gen Z uses TikTok instead of Google, which is, I don't know if I talked about that a year ago, but even if it was a year ago, Google kind of just is shitty now. Like if you type something in, the first hit is like a abbreviation of a hit from a website from like a decade ago, and it's not relevant.
I totally agree.
It's like harder 100%. To find shit. Otherwise, you just go to TikTok and type it, and there's like a video. You get your answer like right away. So like Gen Z, that's one thing they're good about.
Or like you could type it in like something Reddit, and you can at least get it on Reddit. That's like kind of okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like the internet kind of just like moved out from under us. It's not like you're not going to go to some like website for the answer. Yeah. You got to find like a person on a forum.
Do you guys like,
I hate fucking watching a video for something. I just want like a step-by-step instruction.
Oh, same. Hard same, for sure.
You know what I mean? If I'm like, what is this shit? I don't want to have to like watch a video to find out.
TLDW.
You guys pay Wikipedia yet? You give them any money?
I have in the past, but I've not lately.
Yeah.
I feel like I should, though.
I know. Me too. I really go to Wikipedia.
This was a weird note from a year ago. I don't remember if I've talked about it or not, but there was a guy who made a comment that when you walk up to a door and knock, it's odd that you reach up like high and knock up of when like your hand is at your side. You could just easily do like a bump, bump, like an underhand knock from, you know, like waist height. And I thought about it. I'm like, that is kind of weird. There isn't really a good reason to do the high or the low, but the high is just like what your default is. I guess maybe you get more force that way.
Yeah. I would have thought of like big castles with knockers.
Yeah, maybe it's a vestigial from when they were like door knockers.
I was gonna say it's so rare even to get a knock now. Like we got like a random one like maybe like a month and a half ago at like 5 a.m. Someone knocked on the door, and like I heard it and I just like laid in bed.
Oh yeah,
and then no one knocked again, and I was like, all right, I'm not gonna deal with that. But it's kind of terrifying, like. I've never had a 5 a.m. knock at the door. It's like a really scary thing.
I wonder who it was.
Yeah, I don't know, you know.
Like, our foyer is open, so you could, like, it doesn't have a lock on the foyer, so anyone can walk in. So that's why I'm like, I'm not going to fucking answer the door, like, you know.
Oh, man, could you imagine? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, we got the cameras. I'd, like, pull up the camera and, like, or actually, I wouldn't. I would just let the camera record it and then check it later and be like, who was that? But yeah, you never want a person at the door. It's always bad news, Bears. What else? Millennials are the new boomers by saying screensaver instead of wallpaper. So, not really any follow-up comment there, but I must have heard someone say screensaver and they meant wallpaper. My mom sent me a link from the New York Times that was very apt on that note, which is about how, you know, the internet moves on just from your generation. And my reaction is that I've noticed that for sure. And also I've noticed that I don't give a shit. Also, like millennial humor became much derided and laughed at. You know, it's like, what, you know, Hogwarts house do you go in and stuff like that? And like, you know, 2010, like rage comics and like that era of humor is very much like makes you look old and whatever on the internet now. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really care though. And if you Google like a new trend or something that like Gen Z does, it's always dumb. And I'm like, I wish I didn't know what the stupid shit was about.
You know, Ishai, like
in that vein, I find it comforting. Like the podcasts I listen to, like a lot of times they'll have like a convergent thing where they're all discovering something from that generation at the same time. And I think I heard like, three different podcasts recently discover the word Riz. Have you got, you guys know Riz? Ben, I'm sure you do because you have a daughter that age. Like,
oh yeah.
But like, I am aware of Riz. Isha, yeah, short for charisma.
Charisma. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I, it was like great hearing like, yeah, three different podcasts with millennials through like Gen Xers being like, you heard of this term Riz, you know? And like, yeah. So, you know, it does move on and it sounds silly and stuff. And I just find it comforting. The other people my age that are just like, you know, grumpily figuring it out at the same time yeah. I am.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. I don't think I'd ever like use any of it, those like Gen Z terms, but like, you know, can't avoid just like knowing what it means. Like mid, mostly I know it from like ironic TikToks where it's like a dad like trying to embarrass their kid, be like, that's pretty mid. And like, why are you talking like that, dad?
That's, I got to admit, mid has snuck into my vernacular now because it's perfect. That's like a great term.
I'm honestly not 100% sure what it is. It just means like kind of shitty or like,
yeah, like
meh.
Like not, yeah, yeah, exactly. Like not quite lame, just like neutral kind of. It's like, I don't know, it's mid.
All right, yeah. I'll see if I can work that in my day to day. But like, I mean, you're the only guys that I ever talk to really. So if you don't hear me say it, that means I'm not saying it to anyone.
I like salty. When salty came out, like that was a big one.
That's an old one though.
But it teens were saying that in like 2000s. Like, yeah, this guy's got salt. Like salt, not salty, but like salt.
It's got salt, yeah.
Yeah. And that became a big thing. And now I feel like that's just part of the vernacular now. It's crazy how we just adapted all.
I don't even know that one. Maybe it's like I missed it. Or maybe it's just West Coast. No, they're using it.
No, this is definitely Chicago.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
salt
is definitely
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me go back. All right. That was all right. I've got a couple tribunal things for the end, but then I just wanted to do any big updates in general that are fun and noteworthy.
Isha, where's our timer at,
real quick?
Well, our free meeting will end in 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes left.
Our pod's only been going for like half an hour. I guess I've got, I could tell a brief, funny story about getting my balls snipped.
I was hoping you would tell Ben. I was going to bring it up, but
oh, absolutely. Ben,
this is,
it sounds so, like this needs to be recorded for history.
I'm going
to
give this a,
I think so.
You know, we're on the clock here, so it's not going to be like a funny story per se. Well, the first thing I'll say is that as ever, I don't always like calculate like social cues and mores and whatnot. So like, if there's supposed to be like shame or embarrassment about vasectomies, like I never got that memo. So the first thing I did was ask everyone who had had it, like what their opinion, like what, you know, like their experience was like and any notes and stuff. So certainly like was not trying to keep it under, you know, lock and key secret that I had this
procedure. Well, we talked about it at a Christmas party. I was one of like 2 out of 9 that hadn't had vasectomies.
Yeah. I was going
to
say
tons of people have them. Yeah.
Yeah. Turned out a bunch. So yeah. I was getting a lot of, all right. So the first thing to say, you go, and you need an appointment where they kind of explain like what the procedure is. And I was freaked out. I've never had surgery ever. Never had broken a bone. Never. Technically, a broken bone was born, so never mind. But I've never
started with your dick.
So never had anything. Never had anesthesia. Da da da. So I was freaked out. And even when I went to the,
I thought you were talking about your bone.
No, yeah. You know, for that first appointment, he was telling me like what exactly they do, and I'm like, it was almost like Muppet voice. I'm like, well, I'm like, I can't even like clock what you're saying. They give you some literature to read up on it. And that was that. So I barely clocked even what was gonna happen, and then like a week later I'm there for the actual main event, and the main point here is that they give you an option. Either you can take Valium or you can take nitrous gas, and nitrous is extra. You have to pay like $100 out of pocket. I've never tried it before, and so I was like kind of excited about it. Maybe nitrous a bit fun. And so I did that. I said, let's do that instead of the Valium, because that would be like a little, you know, a little fun side guy for doing this procedure. And so I go there, you know, you drop trowel, not your proudest moment. Definitely not my proudest moment.
I think you described it before as you were porky pegging it.
Yeah,
which, so it's usually called Donald Ducking.
Donald Ducking.
Porky Pigging.
Yeah, I think Porky Pigging.
No pants. Pants. No pants for the shirt.
Yeah, there's no pants for the shirt.
Exactly.
I'm so nervous. They wheel in this nitrous cart, and I immediately just start going ham on it. Just to sound, listen, like picture like a bong. Because I'm just trying to get, like, frankly, as fucked up as I can to make the nerves go away. It's not doing a whole lot. It's not really doing a lot of heavy lifting. And then in the background, they say, like, what do you want to listen to for music? And I didn't know what the fuck to say. And I had recently heard my, like, Apple Music Wrapped suggested that I listen to the Four Seasons Symphony a lot. So I just said that. And so.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I turned out to be a terrible choice. See if I can get some.
When Ishai first told me this story, it was in Rezzi's, the bar on the north side, and he brought it up on his phone and started playing it.
Okay, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but our podcast, it's playing for our podcast listeners can hear it. So,
oh, there, I hear it. Yeah.
So
I hear it.
You got the. The guy has to tell me, quote, you might want to take it easy on that, because I was going too ham on the gas. And I'm like, it's not really, you know, honestly, it was not doing a whole lot. Meanwhile, this is playing in the background. I'm so fucking freaked out that I am starting to sweat my ass off to the degree where if our podcast listeners go to bit.ly/Ishai Balls, which you need to know how to spell my name.
You got to see this picture, man.
You will see what
so
I mean.
Crazy.
But again, pause the pod. Actually, don't. Just go to Safari and go to whatever browser, bit.ly/Ishai Balls. And you will see how sweaty I got because I was that fucking nervous for this procedure. All right. So mind you, I was numb. Like, you actually don't feel anything for what it's worth. And also, like, it's very, it turns out
to be
like, very minor. No, they numb your, they like to give you some kind of like local anesthetic. I literally didn't feel any pain.
Something's so, right. It didn't work.
bit.ly/, it's just all one word, lowercase, YISHAIBALLS. And you will see how sweaty I got.
Is that why?
And so, yeah, I mean, that's really the only story. And then I wish the nitrous was a kind of more fun experience, but it turned out to be kind of lame. And now I just got to wait a few months for the effect to take in. Evidently, you're still like firing actual shots. But yeah, so that's my quick story on that. Otherwise, no big updates.
I got COVID for the first
time. That's my big
latest update. That fucking sucks.
Sucked ass. Yeah. I got it from the children.
I somehow never tested positive still. So my Star Wars picture, I'm still not like a force ghost in it.
I was going to say, Ishai, like, I kind of thought maybe I got it at some point because I went to Texas earlier this year and I got like a cold from the train. And like, no, this is different. Like, I lost sense of taste. It was crazy.
Wow. Okay. Like, I legit have never gotten it then. Like, and at this point, you know, hopefully I never will. I mean, I've got the new shot every year and just have it be that.
Man, it was different.
I was off work for like 8 days. Like, it was nuts.
Damn. Knock on particle board here, I hope that.
Yeah.
Well, is that it?
I'm
trying to think.
We got like 3-minute countdown. Yeah, I visited Ben. We got to hang out. That was a big fun update.
Yeah, that's right. The singing national team. That was awesome.
And this year too.
Yeah,
that's right. That's when the whole bot came out.
Whistled for the international whistling competition thing. And I mean, I don't have enough words to thank Ben for coming out to that. Like, no words.
Dude, that was so much fun.
It is not an easy drive. And went out to LA for like a weekend.
We legitimately
should do this more. We have more to talk
about. I know, we'll do more about it. There will be a documentary.
And I like that it kicks us off. It keeps us short.
Keep it short.
We had some long pods. Yeah, we had some 2-hour pods in the pandemic where we talked for
this was a tight,
too long.
Tight half hour
no
pod.
No one in their right mind should have been listening to us.
Yeah. I think, people might. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, use this. Just do some tight shorties.
Exactly.
I'm in. All right. So, thanks for listening to a surprise recap. We will potentially come back in less than a year's time. But if we don't, we'll talk to you in a year.
Right now.
I might join you eventually on that. But all right, so anyway, for the podcast, I'm Ishai.
And I'm Ben.
I'm Will.
And we'll talk to you next time on Life and Finance Podcast.